That dude acting crazy.
He's not crazy. He's just passionate with big ideas.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And yes, as we have been talking about throughout the day, you just heard it again in Aaron's newscast, a lot of us are stunned that the State Department of Transportation turned down when Snoqualmie Pass was closed for several days. They turned down an offer from Kittitas County to provide equipment and manpower to help clear the roads. Let's get right to our big lead.
The big lead, top story.
And Kittitas County Commissioner Laura Oshaditz joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Commissioner, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for coming on with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I think one reason why this story has blown up is we're not used to seeing intergovernmental squabbling, but when Kittitas County sent out that press release yesterday saying that you had offered help, it sounded like you guys were really ticked off at the state DOT. Is that an accurate read on things?
You know, I wouldn't say we were ticked off. I think we got to a point where we see that our community is suffering. We're seeing people need help, and DOT is short-staffed, and we're a county, a rural county, where when people need help, we try to jump in and lend a hand. And when we see people that are needing assistance and we're turned down, I guess, you know, our jaws dropped, and we really didn't know how else to respond, but felt it was our responsibility to let the people within our communities know why operations weren't working as swiftly as they could be.
Well, and that's what I thought about right away, because my colleague's on the air right after me, John Curley. He lives in Cle Elum, and a tree came through the roof of his cabin last year. And he told the story about how his neighbors came with their backhoes and their equipment and their chainsaws, and they just helped right away. And I do think that that is a trend of places like Kittitas County, rural people. You have to learn to be somewhat self-sufficient. And even though you are a government commissioner, I think people learn to rely on themselves more than they do the government to get things done. And what you just said was exactly what I thought of. So tell me, and let's go back to the very beginning, because last November, you, as a county and state DOT, entered into an agreement to help out because you recognized the possibility that there were going to be some real problems with all the people who had been fired because of the vaccine mandates, correct?
Correct. Yeah. The Washington State Department of Transportation actually reached out to Kittitas County to see, you know, looking into the future, knowing winter was coming, if we would be able to offer assistance if need be. And so we gladly signed the mutual aid agreement or the interlocal agreement with the Washington State Department of Transportation at that time, thinking that if there was an event that needed additional resources, we had those resources available, we would gladly lend a helping hand to get through tough times.
And I don't think anybody could anticipate the sheer amount of snow that hit all of you in the last couple of weeks. But still, so you had this agreement in place, and so you offered to hold up your end of the agreement. So can you tell me how the offer of aid was extended by your county and how it was rejected by state DOT?
You know, it wasn't the commissioner's office. It was our public works staff that reached out to the Washington State Department of Transportation saying, hey, you know, we have streets that intersect, especially in the identified location. And what brought this all to this point is the community of Ronald, where State Route 903 goes through many of the county roads. And at that point in time, we identified that the state could use some of our help. We offered that, knowing that we were already going to be in that location. It would be efficiency. It would be working efficiently to get the job done. But at that time, we were told essentially thanks, but no thanks.
And did they tell you it was because of you do not have the same vaccine mandate that Jay Inslee has imposed on state workers?
That is correct. And actually, they confirmed that in the press release that the Washington State Department of Transportation released in response to what was initially released by the county.
Here's what blows my mind about this. First of all, the vaccine mandate has not done much to stem the tide. People are still getting COVID. People are still transmitting COVID who have been fully vaccinated and boosted. It just doesn't seem to be doing. And even Bill Gates came out yesterday and said this vaccine isn't very effective for Omicron, which it's not. They're putting a piece of paper, or they're, and I guess this is political ideology, they're putting that ahead of the common sense of let's keep the roads open. And when government puts a document and ideology above the people that they're supposed to be serving, that's infuriating to me. And that sounds to me like people at the state level who simply are not doing the job that we elected them to do.
Yeah, you know, I can't disagree. I think that's how a lot of people feel. That's certainly how the Board of County Commissioners feel. You know, we never thought we would be in a situation where a government agency had a policy in place or was directed by policymakers to make this sort of decision where essentially they're putting politics above people.
No, you don't have a vaccine mandate like the state has. Do you have a testing option? What do you do for your workers who don't have the vaccine? Can they test weekly, or do you just not enforce any aspect of it?
We don't enforce the aspect, and but we do have we have been extremely successful, and we, you know, as you know, within the state, masking is required within the county. We follow all of the state's requirements as far as masking goes within Kittitas County. I can tell you myself personally, I have receive the vaccination. It's not that I'm somebody that is, you know, completely opposed to the vaccination, but I also think people should have a choice. And you know, although this isn't about that, I just it's not that the county made this decision to try to, you know, to stick it to the state and make this some kind of a vaccine statement. Although the decision made had to do with that, it really had to do with, hey, you know, this makes absolutely no sense for the people we serve. Can we, you know, let's put our, you know, our own personal egos aside and let's do what's best for the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any idea how many of your public works employees are vaccinated on a percentage basis? Any idea?
You know, I don't know. Specifically, I have been told roughly 40%.
Okay. All right. So nearly half would have been vaccinated anyway. So then the state DOT, they hired a private contractor to do what you offered to do. Were you going to charge the DOT if you helped out?
There is a cost associated with it. I mean, typically it's less of a fee when it's already, you know, when it's a municipality, but there is a fee associated with that, yes.
Okay, but as I understand it, they went out and for either 1 or 2 days' work, they gave a private contractor $40,000 to do the job that your county offered to do. They also, this private company, doesn't have a vaccine mandate. They tell their workers that you can either get the vaccine or take a test to prove you're COVID-free. So they said they turned you down because you don't have a vaccine mandate, and then they hired a private company that doesn't have a vaccine mandate. Do I have all this correct? Because this sounds insane to me.
Yeah, so I actually don't know the status of the company. So that's something I haven't researched. So you could be correct, but I have not done the research on the private contractor.
Okay, got it. All right, so roads are open. Is the pass flowing again?
It is. Actually, I traveled over an I-90 yesterday for a doctor's appointment. But so the roads are open and, you know, things are flowing, but it's still, you know, the middle of January. This is typically our worst month. And so we still have a long winter ahead of us, possibly. And I hope, you know, this will bring some attention to policymakers to really reanalyze some of the policies in place to best serve the public.
Well, there were thousands of trucks that were stranded. A lot of our supply shortage issues have been, you know, thousands of packed trucks that couldn't get to marketplace. There were people, maybe like you, who had a more serious doctor's appointment that maybe couldn't get the medical care that they needed. And this is why I'm so shocked at all of this, Commissioner, that they actually put a COVID document above the people and the commerce of this state. So I really appreciate you and the county speaking out. Like I said, it's unusual to see some squabbling like this, but I also think that it's absolutely critical that you guys as a county stepped up and said, we offered to help, we got turned down, because I think people need to know the kind of decision making and how illogical it is right now in our state.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure if I stated this earlier, but we were well aware that by releasing the statement, it wasn't going to go over well with the state. But we put, I mean, as a county, the current Board of County Commissioners, we put not only the safety and welfare of the people against their personal politics, but we also believe if services aren't being delivered, people need to know why.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. I thought I was done, but you inspired one last question. You said you knew it wasn't going to go over well. What did DOT or the governor's office say to you guys after you released this? What kind of feedback did you get?
I didn't receive any feedback so far.
Really?
All I've seen is a press release. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I bet they were talking behind your backs though.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We don't like to make waves. And I did not anticipate this to blow up the way it did. But again, people need to know what their elected officials are doing, because we work for the people.
Yep. Yes, I agree with you 100%. And I really appreciate it, because making waves is what I do for a living. So I'm really glad you guys did this. Okay. All right, Commissioner, it's good talking with you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Kittitas County Commissioner Laura Oshadits. Unbelievable. Jay Inslee and Millar, the head, is Larry Millar? I can't remember his first name. The head of DOT. They refuse help to clear the highways, because they didn't have a vaccine mandate in Kittitas County. They've lost their souls. They're putting their piece of paper above the physical and financial well-being of the state, and they should get grilled for this. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Yeah, let's follow up. We had some breaking news about 45 minutes ago. This house in Magnolia on Perkins Lane, there was a landslide last week. A couple was trapped. They were able to extricate themselves. Their house was destroyed, and they believed their two dogs were killed. And it was heartbreaking listening to the couple talk a couple of days ago because, yeah, they lost their house, but they lost their dogs, too, and that's irreplaceable, or so they thought. The breaking news is the couple reported just earlier this afternoon that they heard a dog barking from inside the house. So Seattle Fire responded, and they're trying to cut their way through some of the debris to see if they can find the dog. The guy who owns the house, James Fritz, did a press conference with his wife, and he says that they were with their dogs and they thought they had been crushed to death.
Because we were in the kitchen, we lived. But my dog was a foot, 2 feet away from me, and she was crushed to death.
And Dee Dee, his wife, talked about the trauma.
I heard a loud something, a loud noise outside, and I knew if we ever heard a loud noise, it was not good. I was walking towards the door, and the whole thing came in on us. It was a loud roar, and the whole thing came down on us.
This was just last weekend or early this week when the couple spoke to the media. And how did they survive when at the time they thought their dogs, and clearly one of their dogs did not, but one may have. But at the time, how did they survive when they thought their dogs had not?
It's
a miracle.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean,
it's incredible. I don't know how.
God has a plan. You know, like we have work to do.
And I mentioned last half hour that some of their friends started to GoFundMe for this couple with a goal of $400,000. And at first I was a little taken back because I looked and it was a $1.5 million house, sweeping view of the Sound, as has every house on Perkins Lane in Magnolia. But apparently it was not insured, or certainly not fully insured, because a landslide is considered an act of God.
We couldn't afford the insurance. The insurance for landslide and earthquake is more than our mortgage payment.
Yeah, way more. It's not attainable.
And I will say, I looked at the comments of people who donated to this couple. We should all have so much love directed at us, because there are a lot of people who were donating $1,000 or $500, $100, well, you know, whatever they could afford. But it was people who knew them and said they were just lovely, lovely people. And so maybe they are getting some good news to this afternoon.
If I go down that road and think of what I should have done, I can't live. I can't.
And their biggest heartbreak was their doggies.
And to our babies. And I want them to know they didn't suffer.
So that was a few days ago. So, breaking news this afternoon. The couple that you just heard those clips from, they say they heard a dog barking inside the house. Seattle Fire is on the scene trying to cut their way to it. Aaron will have more at the bottom of the hour. Also, more breaking news. I am told that the Jay Inslee press conference that starts at 2:30, thank you, Governor, might have some important news, so we are going to bring that to you live as well. That's coming up. That is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, we'll try to get you an update from the dog rescue in Magnolia. We'll take you to Olympia for the governor live. Very busy breaking news afternoon continues here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, the governor is running late. Press conference is supposed to start at 2:30. It has not begun, but there may be some significant news as he's talking, is going to talk about some more things that he may impose on us in the name of COVID safety. He doesn't seem to be doing a very good job. He told us last year that he was winning the Super Bowl and only I can save lives. And it has been, from a testing standpoint, they had to shut down a testing station yesterday because they didn't have enough staffing. The home testing between Jay Inslee and Joe Biden, that has been a tremendous failure, both in our state and nationally. People who want to get shots have found a weeks-long wait, especially if you're going to a local pharmacy. So who knows what Jay Inslee has cooking right now. He has, you know, gotten a lot of notoriety. I played this for you a couple of days ago. Jay Inslee, there's a show called The Chase, which is a trivia show. James Holzhauer, the Jeopardy champion, he was the chaser. And they had a question where they were trying to build cash, and one of them was about Jay Inslee. And they talked about Jay Inslee as the COVID savior.
Praised for his coronavirus leadership, Jay Inslee is the governor of what U.S. state? Pass. Washington.
Pass. I wish I had a choice to pass on Jay Inslee. I just found that hilarious. And one of the best trivia people on a TV game show right now. No clue what state Jay Inslee's with. While we're waiting for the governor, what are you doing about your garbage? My wife and I have not had our garbage picked up at the Monson home since before Christmas now. Christmas! First it was the snow and the ice, and now we get a message from Republic Services. We just got this yesterday. This is an important message from Republic Services, your trash recycle and compost service provider. But let me tell you something about garbage. I'm not the dumbest guy in the world. I'm usually pretty good at figuring stuff out. I can't figure out garbage versus recycle versus yard waste. I don't know what goes where. You know, I finished a jar of marinara. It's glass, right? I toss it in the recycle. Well, I've said, no. It's got to be rinsed out before you put it in the recycle. I go, what are you talking? I used a spatula on it. Now, we're supposed to rinse it before we put it in the recycle. So then she pulls it out of the recycle and rinses it out. And then I have chicken bones, and I put them in the garbage. No, that's food waste. And then I have some other container, and it's got some food. No, it's recycled. It's not food. I don't know where anything goes.
Okay.
I don't. Seriously, I have to ask my wife every single time I go to dispose of something where to put it.
And, all right. I
am 100% serious about this.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. I don't get the cleaning thing. I am with you on that one because they claim that our garbage is too dirty, but it's garbage. And please tell me that you clean recycling before it's recycled into new stuff. I mean, I'm sure that there is some, you know, high pressure steaming cleaning thing. Why do we have to scrub our garbage? I don't understand that.
Not only that, but can I just say, first of all, recycling is one of the big scams in America, where the energy that we put into recycling is more than whatever ecological benefit it provides. But, you know, okay, fine. And then they tell us, oh, the new plastic bags at the grocery store, you know, whatever it was, 15, 20 years ago, they're better for the environment than paper bags because we don't have to cut down so many trees. And then, you know, 2 years ago, plastic bag ban. They're getting into the ocean. Well, not from our state. They're getting into the ocean from China and India, where they use their rivers as garbage dumps. And they produce 99% of the ocean waste. But I got to bring some E. coli-filled cloth garbage bag or grocery bag to the grocery store so I can make up for what they're doing in Mumbai. But here's the thing, and I don't know. Do you have food waste at your place too, Nicole? Do you have the garbage recycled and the food waste?
Don't have. No compost here, which kind of bothers me because I do, you know, my Christmas tree, things like that. Things like that I think we should be putting in compost. We don't have any place to put. So okay. I don't know why we don't have that up here in Snohomish County.
Look, to me, there are few things more disgusting than the fact that we have to keep our food waste separate
it
from
is
our
pretty gross.
Garbage and our recycling. Because inevitably, my wife will have an empty egg carton on top of the counter. And then there'll be like an avocado peel in it. And then all of a sudden, one of my girls will come over and cook up some. And I see the tails of shrimp. And they know that it doesn't go in the garbage or recycle, so they put
no animal can go in the compost.
Well, no animal should have to sit on top of my counter. And so I've got all this disgusting food waste, and we have a nice little sliding garbage pail under one counter, and then next to it we have two recycle pails. We don't have a food waste pail. So then we get this disgusting, rotting food sitting on top of the counter. And I say to my wife, well, can I take this out to the food waste? Because I can kind of figure out. if it's stinky, and she goes, "Oh no, no, because I'm making, you know, something in a half hour, and then we can fill it up." It's disgusting, the food waste.
Wait, the animal food waste just goes in the garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Finally, right, we agree on something.
Yes.
Okay, but anyway, so let me get back to why the garbage is stacking up, not at our house, only our house, but around our neighborhood. I drive around, I see the news. So Republic Services, which couldn't come because it was snowing a week or two ago, and the snow was clear on our pickup day. So Republic Services, they just sent us this letter that they can't pick up our garbage this week because due to a temporary work stoppage led by union members from out of state. So what's going on is Republic Services, there's some labor dispute in San Diego. And because of that, I have a bunch of trash bags filling up on my parking strip. And so do all my neighbors. And for us, our Christmas wrapping paper is out there still because we haven't gotten anything since before Christmas now. And this is not why I choose to live in the suburbs. I'm supposed to have a somewhat ordered life. It's not supposed to be filth. If I wanted my life to be a filthy third world country, I'd get a place in downtown Seattle, for crying out loud.
Oh, you made me a little nervous there. I didn't know where you were going to go.
Yes. Okay, here, I've got a little bit more on the San Diego.
Where is Inslee? They actually need him.
Where is Jay Inslee? I'm just vamping until the governor starts here. Okay, Cairo TV.
It looks trashy.
In West Seattle, recycling is piled high.
I put it out on the curb 2 weeks ago so that it could be picked up, and I've been keeping it in my house.
Viewer video from Sammamish shows more of the same weeks' worth of buildup.
Yeah, it's all around. It's all around the region because Republic Services has a labor dispute in San Diego. So I got shrimp tails sitting up on my parking strip right now. You know what's going to happen? The raccoons. Raccoons are going to come. They're going to, is that shrimp? And they're going to tear into the bag, and there's going to be all kinds of garbage or food waste, whatever's in that bag. I can't tell the difference between any of them. All strewn all about the street. I'm not going to go pick that up. So anyway, we need a competing company. Can we get some other garbage pickup company to come and just take the job of Republic Services if they won't do their job here? Crying out loud.
You need a dumpster like I am.
I do. I should just get off the grid. I should get a pickup truck. Only problem is pickup trucks are up 32% in cost because of Joe Biden's inflation. If I had a pickup truck, I could just take it to the dump. Everything's lined up against me. I'm telling you
right now. You got to have a friend with a truck. We can find you a friend.
Dave Wyman lives 40 minutes away. Again,
so you guys have been meaning to hang out anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay, we're still waiting for Jay Inslee to start his very important press conference that's now 13 minutes late. We'll have that or me next on the Dory Monson Show. Down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. We're told that the Jay Inslee press conference may start any time. There may be some significant news. We'll bring you some of that live here on 97.3 Cairo FM. We also have some breaking news. Aaron Granillo joins us, and some rare good news in the breaking news category.
Yeah, that dog that was thought to have died in the landslide last week. I'm just seeing video from Cairo 7 News. They are on the scene in Magnolia. I saw a little tail wagging.
Wow.
Just a little bit ago. The homeowners there, they called fire crews today. They said they heard the dog barking inside the home. Crews showed up, cut through some walls, cut through some flooring. And according to the brief little clip of video that I saw, yeah, that dog is alive. Wow. Incredible. The landslide happened, if you recall, last Friday. So nearly a week, that dog may have been trapped inside. Just incredible.
Yeah, no water, no food, and 6 days. Because it was during our show when we found out about the landslide. It may have happened right before we went on. But, yeah, so 6 days the dog went without water or food. That's good news. I'm happy for that couple, too. I mean, they suffered, you know, pretty significant loss of property. But to get their dog back, that's good.
Can you imagine that reunion? I hope that's on video. I'm crying thinking about that reunion.
Do we know what kind of dog it is? Not that that matters.
I saw a little black tail. So
it's like a black lab.
It's a black lab.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the best.
something like that. Yeah, it looked like from the pictures. Oh, that's exciting. Hey, by the way, with some other news, Inslee is having technical difficulties and they're planning to start at 3 now. So,
shocking.
There you go.
Jay can't make the trains run on time. He couldn't run a 2-car funeral, that governor of ours. All right, well then, we will take you through our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
And even though Jay Inslee can't run a 2-car funeral, at least at the very top, we have strong, steady guidance. Joe Biden, President of the United States, he had a statement today to tell America what he was going to do to guide us through the coronavirus.
Now, I don't like to, outline the next steps we're taking against. I'd like to outline the next steps we're taking against the Omicron variant.
Tell you what, as long as we got that steady hand leading us through the wilderness. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. And it's still so weird. He still is doing these press conferences with a green screen behind him. He goes across the street from the White House. He does them on a fake White House set across the street from the White House. The desk that he sits behind, it looks like when my girls were little, we would get them this play school kitchen cash register set. That's what Joe Biden's desk looks like in his green screen set. It looks like a little play school desk that he said, just a little toy desk. But you know, the physical plant doesn't matter. What matters is the calm, steady leadership behind the play school desk. He put a new doctor in charge for us.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounced Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff?
Well, he's the best. And then rest assured, if anything goes horribly wrong with Joe, at least we'll have Kamala Harris ready to take over the helm. And she was asked if it's time to change COVID tactics. And this inspires some faith.
Time for us to.
Let me go back.
Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Biden Harris 2024. I got to get out of here. Jay Inslee's presser live next. See you tomorrow. High noon.
I'll be back.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.